This is Illinois Edition. I'm Peter Gray. I'm with Rachel Broughton and Sarah Lieber with the Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois. And we're talking about gender in farming, gender in agriculture in Illinois. And Sarah, you have an event coming up here in Springfield, in the Springfield area. Tell us a little bit more about that.
This is our first meeting honoring women in agriculture. We believe that every landed lady is also an entrepreneur, and that women in agriculture as well as other fields need an opportunity to receive support, input, and help as they develop themselves as entrepreneurs and to expand their businesses and farms.
And Rachel, I wondered what your experience has been here in Sangamon County as a farmer, owner, operator. What's your experience been as a family farmer here in Central Illinois?
Many years ago, I lived on my family farm, and my great-grandfather first settled here, then grandfather, father, and then my father knew that it was very important for someone to actually know how to run the farm, that cared and loved the farm. And I was the child that that role came to. He was wise enough, even though he was actively farming, to mentor me to know how to run the farm. And often women were widowed and left with this job, but weren't given the skills to do it. And so this is was really a progressive way of going about the mentoring process.
And Sarah, I wondered where you come into the picture with the Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois, why you're reaching out to farmers. Why does this matter? And really, why should it matter for our listeners?
One of the major local conditions for businesses in this area is agriculture. If things are good, then everybody is doing better. The rising tide of farm prices raises all of our boats. And we felt that it was important to include women in agriculture, and that is farming, but it also includes things like one of our members is Evelyn Brandt of Brandt Consolidated. And she doesn't farm, but she provides the things that make farms work internationally, and it's a local business.
I've been speaking with Sarah Lieber of the Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois, WECI, and also Rachel Broughton, a family farmer here in the Springfield area, Sangamon County anyhow. And I wanted to ask about the discussion that you have coming up here, who you hope to invite, you know, what audience you're looking for and what conversation you're looking for. And I guess the question is first to you, Rachel, as a farmer yourself.
Well, many women who are in business for themselves, and especially farmers, in small businesses you feel isolated and you don't really have those networking opportunities and feel the support of other people who are going through the same challenges as you are. In today's farming, the challenges are everything from environmental requirements and balancing your chemical and fertilizer needs to marketing in a global economy instead of a local economy, even foreign governments making decisions can have a huge impact on your market. The technology changes. There's not an IT department in most of our businesses. We're small businesses. And so technology has exploded so much in agriculture. To stay abreast of those things, it's also challenging.
Man or a woman, how are the challenges that face the family farmer different?
I think women have often felt that isolation, and they didn't go to the elevator for a cup of coffee because they were busy taking the children to school and doing many other things besides just the farming. And so they didn't really have those opportunities to network that men had.
I've been speaking with Sarah Lieber of Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois, WECI, and also Rachel Broughton, a Central Illinois farmer. And Sarah, tell me a little bit more about the presentation that you have coming up on April 9th here in Springfield. You've got someone coming from Brandt?
Yes, Brandt Consolidated. She is, I guess, one of the mentees of Evelyn Brandt Thomas, the founder of that organization. And she is going to be speaking about this and is part of an effort to incorporate and welcome women into this side of agriculture, as well as the farming side. My father had a men's clothing and tailor shop in Quincy, Illinois, where I grew up, and he followed the soybean futures and the weather patterns because he was well aware that pockets would be jingling if things were doing well, and they would not if the things were doing badly. Agriculture is so important to Central Illinois that any business is going to be affected or reflected upon by the ups and downs of agriculture.
Well said, and I think that it is worth, very well said, and I think that it is worth mentioning the fact that agriculture and the principle of the business behind agriculture is simply that things are interconnected. And that, I think, Rachel, is something that your family has seen. You know, we go through our good years and our bad years on the farm. But, you know, in 2012, we had a near, if not record, drought here in Central Illinois for farms growing corn and beans. So I wondered, you know, what, Rachel Broughton, what the future holds as you see it for women on the farm.
I think there are such important roles, but I think we also have to make sure that we are very well educated to handle those roles. Being well educated, having the resources to and know where to go for the advice that you need is very, very important.
We see, views ourselves as the equivalent of the cup of coffee at the elevator, that we want to make that possible for women in agriculture. And we think that there's a great value to the cross-fertilization because business and agriculture really are not separate and apart from each other. They are integrated.
I've been speaking with Rachel Broughton, a family farmer from here in the Sangamon County area, also Sarah Lieber of the Women Entrepreneurs of Central Illinois, which has a meeting coming up here April 9th, talking about the role of women in agriculture. Thank you both so much for shedding some light on an issue that probably deserves some more light.
Thank you.
We thank you for your time.